Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back to today's show. Let's dive right in. Archivally, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. A most recent note, mentor moments, main mentor moments intertwined within in business and in life. We've talked about discovering your true self. And why that most assuredly isn't any one-hour fix. Finding your true self is definitely a lifelong sojourn, but it's a powerful one. It's about understanding what makes you tick, what literally and figuratively lights your fire, and the values that you hold dear. Why is that important? Because you know your true self. You make better choices, build stronger relationships, and live a more fulfilling life if you make the choice to do so. It's like training any muscle group that we've talked about, workouts for geriatrics. It's like training the perfect puppy, if you will, on the animal analogy side of life. You got to understand their instincts to guide them right, including your own. This is just the first part of our exploration. We will and do have expert guests within the said fields, always in the subjects that are embracing food for the mind, the body, and the soul, to include this one. We'll continue to delve deeper, but let's get started with some introspection exercises real quickly here in the first 10 minutes or so. Reflect on your story. Our lives are what have shaped us and continue to do so. Think back on your own experiences, good or bad, and both of them, and how have they made you who you are today? Journaling is a great way that we've talked about to explore this. What does make you tick? What activities get you totally absorbed? When do you feel most alive and engaged? Those are the clues to your passions and your strengths that you have to go within you and without you, more importantly, within you in this regard, to discover what that is at your core. What truly matters to you? Value checks, honesty, kindness, adventure. Identifying your core values helps you navigate life's choices. We're going to continue to bring in experts to help us sniff out these true selves and the topics of even further. In the meantime, continue to mosey on over and make your comments here and share your thoughts. What are some ways you connect with your true self? Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, finding your true self, self-discovery, authentic living, be your best self. Grandpa Bill. VA sales, Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Made mentor moments in business and in life, now retired. Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Because it encompasses health and wellness. Being mortal. A will, in upcoming shows, start to delve into an old topic, palliative care. Living with illness, healthcare empowerment, Silver Streakers Health, Be It Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour, palliative care, more than just end-of-life care. Understanding your illness, the key to better care with palliative medicine, empowering yourself, how palliative care can improve your quality of life, palliative care superheroes, how they help you live well with illness, the talk you didn't know you needed, discussing your illness with your doctor, with yourself, in whatever form, way, shape, or form, you may have a higher power. Don't be shy. Sharing your voice matters in palliative care. Do interact at the voicemail message board of this show, at my blogs. There's two probing questions in the description of today's show. We'll take a quick 10-second break and come back and talk for about another 20 minutes in today's episode. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be right back.
Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do three audio versions daily, my sixth year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath and welcome back to the show. Let's take a look at a topic that I haven't discussed for a while, but I've discussed archivally many times here at Workouts for Geriatrics over the years. And it's isolating here, Gawande's best-selling book, author's name Gawandes, and he uses personal stories, including his experiences with his father and his father's illness and the impending death, to discuss the balance between maintaining hope and actually accepting realistic outcomes. Gawande advocates for a shift in medical and societal perspectives to prioritize both the quality of life and the dignity of the dying process, rather than solely focusing on curing illness. The book, Atul Gawande's Being Mortal, Medicine and the Dignity of Dying, in that book, Gawande, a surgeon himself, explores the challenges at the end of life through a blend of his own personal stories that he shares within the book, caring for his own father, a prominent surgeon in his own right, who himself grappled with aging and a terminal illness. That personal lens within the book adds depth to the discussion. The medical cases, Gawande delves into various medical scenarios, highlighting how the medical system often prioritizes prolonging life at all costs, even when it comes at the expense of the quality of the said life. So, societal perspectives, he critiques societal norms that avoid talking about death and dying, leading to a lack of preparation and unnecessary suffering. Gawande argues for a fundamental shift in how we approach end-of-life care. He proposes a focus on quality of life, ensuring that medical interventions, if any, prioritize comfort, dignity, and the ability to live out one's remaining days in a meaningful way. Dignity in dying. Openly discussing death and dying wishes with patients and families, allowing for a sense of control and peace at the end of life. By his advocating for that balanced approach, Gawande hopes to improve the experience of dying for both patients and their loved ones. So welcome back again to Silver Streakers, aka Workouts for Geriatrics, and in the opposite premise, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, because it's always about health and wellness, which is applicable to however young or old you are. So continuing in that vein, hopefully perceiving this as an invigorating episode, welcome. I'm still your host, Grandpa Bill, and we are diving deep into this topic that's as important as its inevitable part of the human equation, death. So hold on. Don't let the word scare you off. That's part of old conditioning, fear, and what we talk about that we've been conditioned for decades in the history of the planet to fear death and all of it. So don't let the word in and of itself scare you or anxiety you out. That's got a lot to do with how people handle it. We're not here to dwell on the darkness, but rather to shed some light on how you can embrace life's journey from our Silver Streak years as geriatrics, or the Silver Streakers, as I like to call us, all the way down to the energetic youngsters and all points in between. Silver Streakers and beyond, embracing activity for all ages. We talked a while back about workouts for Silver Streakers, and guess what? Those same principles apply to everyone, from the one-year-old bouncing babe with boundless energy to the non-age-narian taking a gentle walk. It's all about staying active, keeping our bodies strong and our minds sharp. This activity becomes even more crucial as we age, helping us maintain independence and a zest for life. Facing the inevitable with strength and grace. As much as we strive for longevity and a vibrant life, death is certainly part of the human equation. Now, that doesn't mean you have to fear it. So we're all taking a therapy session together, if you want to approach it that way, on how best to approach it, with both acceptance and a sense of peace. Open communication, the key to the dignified end. First and foremost, let's normalize the conversation. Don't you think? So taking a deep calming breath for all of us to try to get to that point to normalize it. This is unique to death today, but you can use that theorem in the worldwide arena on so many topics right now. So you need to talk openly about death and your loved ones, and with them about your wishes, our wishes, and our fears where applicable, if you have them. The open communication ensures that your final days are filled with dignity and respect of your choices, our choices. And y'all know how we talk about choices in all facets of life. You must have choices. mandates in any topic, well, that completely eliminates free will in any category, when it is indeed mandated that you must use this hexagonal nut because the round one will never fit. Then you get into technicalities. Well, hexagonal would fit better, but the round one can still do the job. Whatever analogy, whatever picture, we talk a lot about that at the guided meditations, those that joined there. It's always been a topic here for years and years and years of multitudinous shows. Finding meaning and purpose. Death doesn't have to be the end of our story. Many of us believe it's just the beginning to the next chapter. And many of us also believe we've been here before. Whether we're cognizant of it or not, well, also shows archivally that we've dedicated to all of those separate subjects in and of themselves. Food for the mind, the body, and very much the soul. Finding meaning and purpose in our lives at every stage of it. Pursue your passions, connect with loved ones, and leave a legacy of love and kindness. That's also what we're at the precipice in time of. Reinstilling, reinvigorating, revisiting, and remembering love and compassion and understanding, as opposed to Jerry Springer, chaos. It's theater, and it's a fecal matter stew, but it's very much a reality before our very eyes. So if you harp on it, if you fester on it, it is a hard thing to embrace, depending on whatever, who's ever, whatever slant, and we do not do the pink noise. So it has nothing to do with that here, but that is a lot to do out there with a lot of self-inflicted anxiety, depression, hoo-ha, he said, she said, around the world, around the world. So death is impending for any human being in and of itself. Aging with grace, death be positive, living your best life, silver streakers, and beyond, embracing life's journey, working out for life from 1 to 92, facing death with strength and dignity, the gift of open communication, a dignified end, finding meaning and purpose in everyday matters. Remember, folks, this is indeed a precious gift that we have been gifted. Let's cherish it. Work to live it to the fullest and approach the inevitable with grace and peace. Stay strong, stay positive, and keep on silver streaking. That's kind of it. A combination of two of my audio shows, which will veer off and cover those in greater depth there. But this has been a main mentor moment in both business and in life. So much so in life now, I'm fully retired. At those business shows, we part-time market share, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts where applicable over there. Those of you that are interested and do follow me there, we will be talking about those facets at my main mental moment show, so designated. But these clips and tips and what have you, very much so have mentor moments in life. And we designated today here a snippet of what will be coming up at my workouts for geriatrics, as I now need to embark on catching up on some videos and bringing it all together. So continue paying it forward. We're blessed that we're members of many large intuitive groups, and that's the key. We're also working in conjunction calmly, peacefully, with repose, to change so many broken down systems, foibles, that's going to take a really long time. That's why one star seed at a time is a very powerful, powerful networking of what a holistic, an apothecary, an alternative, an integrative medicine is. Everybody's perplexed up against it. Worldwide now, there's no way that you couldn't know somebody as an individual in Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. With all due respect, you'd be less than truthful if you said you didn't know somebody within the community, your workforce, your family, all of the above, probably. So we continue to support them together, calmly, serenely, and getting in tune with how the body's always been able to heal itself with the innate trait to do so within you and without you. Still talking about food and sustenance, which this vessel of the human body, which is all it is, everybody, Peter, Paul, Mary, Bill, Ahmad, whatever your names are, and they're beautiful. But that's all we are in the vessel. What you do with it when you come out of your mother's womb is the sojourn we talk about here. We continue to support all wild animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide for sure. All feral and rescue animals forever and ever made a career of it in both human and animal supplementation. Long ago, far away, now fully retired. We can still help you out with information, doctors, authors, many of which have been on my shows, psychoanalysts, expertise within all the fields we talk about here, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, and continuing to support all people, plants on this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box, simply continuing the neural fiber highway through the body, myself being that porcelain junction box to put you in touch with experts in these fields. One more time in closing, those of you who are invited here with all factions, those of you that are nurturing your teams and inviting audiences here, welcome. Those that are come here to support me peripherally as we do them in their individual that come through and listen, thank you. Ever-growing audience, continue to pay it forward. I have many goodwill ambassadors. You're so integral by doing that. One last time, it's a multi-piece jigsaw puzzle when you dump it out, working synchronicity, in synchronicity, and synergistically with many modalities of medicines, foods, in combination, which is exactly what it does take to obtain and maintain optimum health. There is no one brush stroke or, of course, at this juncture, cure for anything. Yet, very positive research, test analysis, full board medical staffs. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Continue paying it forward. One more time, be at sales. Grandpa Bill at Beats at Bill Holt 8792 on the YouTube channel. Do like us, share us, and subscribe. We'll see y'all again tomorrow. Peace, everybody.